And Nathanael says, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was a backward town. Nazareth was a town in Galilee of the Gentiles. It was not a great place. In our vernacular, we could say it was the wrong side of the tracks. There were a lot of pagans in that area, and there were a lot of people that were mixed up in paganism, and there were a lot of bad Jews that were around there. And not far from there was where they were raising pigs, the Gadarenes. It wasn't a well thought of area. So he says, "Can any good thing come out?" And what's the answer? Come and see. That is the secret to the triumph of orthodoxy. And I say secret because some people just don't seem to know it. Some people just don't seem to understand that the way you find out about God is you come and see. You experience God. You follow the commandments, not because they're rules or laws, not because they're imposed on you, but because they're the only way of life. Everything else is death. And you want life. Because you feel in your heart, I hope every single one of you feels in your heart, there's stuff in you that's dead, and you want that stuff gone, but you don't know how to do it. How do you do it? You come and see. You believe God, and you struggle against your passions, and you do your prostrations, and you love your brother, and you love your enemy, and you come to the services when you don't feel like it, and you fast when you don't feel like it, and you humble yourself, and don't say something when you want to say it, when you really want to say it, because that's the right thing to do at the time. And you come and see. And God transforms the heart. That is what orthodoxy is all about. That's the only thing the church cares about, is the transformation of the heart. And you must come and see. You must experience this. Not just read about it. Not just know theological terms. Not just study it. But live it. If you live it, then you will see. That's the triumph of orthodoxy.